I'm here with Mary Dorgan, Assistant Chief Executive at the Health and Safety Authority in Ireland. She spoke at the Ireland Branch Conference 2011 this morning for IOSH. Mary, can I just ask you to quickly sum up perhaps what it was that your talk was focusing on?
Yes, certainly. My talk was mainly to do with the kind of typical employer that we have in Ireland, which is typically employing less than 50 people, and typically they would not have a dedicated health and safety specialist, and they would have all the other circumstances of the recession that we have in Ireland today and so on. And our concern that they find it very difficult to actually assess competence. Sometimes they're quite good at defining what they want done, and they might even be able to say what competence is needed, although they're not as good at that. But where they really fall down is in how do we actually assess it.
And you said that the HSA was taking a role of really helping employers to understand that and guiding them through how to pick competent health and safety advisors and how to understand what that means. Can you just run through how the HSA is helping business to do that?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we're going to be doing this year is that we're going to produce dedicated guidance for that typical employer, which is going to set out, first of all, the benefits of having it as a proper process. So there are kind of steps you go through. So that guidance should be simple, should be easy to follow, but will take them through the steps, and it will put the emphasis on this step of how you actually assess when you get to that point, rather than jumping to specifying and then appointing. And so we'll do that, and there's lots of other things we do at the moment as well. We very strongly promote training, for example. So we promote training of the people in-house and so on, because our legislation encourages employers to appoint competence within if they can, but there will be times they go outside as well.
Obviously, we're coming out of, or we're still feeling the effects of, quite a severe recession, and there's a great deal of economic uncertainty. Do you think that's still having an effect on people's willingness to look at health and safety as an essential part of business? And do you think that that has a bearing on their view of competency and whether they think it matters, perhaps?
Yes. Well, I think it certainly affects, because I think that if they see health and safety as a cost, and they don't see the other side of it and the benefit, then it certainly is affecting. And Irish businesses, we're not coming out of recession. We're probably deeper in it at the moment than we've ever been. So in terms of their procuring competency, I think they understand that they need to be compliant, but the concern we'd have is that compliance has to be more than just a plan. It's got to be something that's lived on a daily basis and so on. And if that requires growing your competence in-house and bringing in the right people at the right time as well, then that's what we would be encouraging them to do.
Great. And your talk mentioned the Occupational Safety and Health Consultants Register that the UK has just introduced. You said that you didn't see the HSA playing a role in that here, but that maybe others would. Could you just expand on mm-hmm. that a little for mm-hmm. us?
Yes, well, I know that the UK has set up this register and there is a board that manages at the moment, and I know that the HSE actually chairs that board in the UK. And I suppose what I'm saying at this point is, look, we don't plan to go down the same route as the HSE did. Maybe the circumstances are a little bit different, and I know there was a very strong political agenda in the UK. So we won't go down that route for the moment, at least. But what we will do is our preference is to try and provide employers with as many tools as possible to get them better at it. So we're going to work on that, especially over the next 2 years.
And just finally, really, you also mentioned the important role that IOSH, as well as other stakeholders, play in benchmarking standards. Can you just expand on that as well for people that weren't at the conference today?
Yes. Well, I think professional bodies, they are expected to be the leaders of protecting, what competence is about and professionalism. Obviously, the ones that let everybody down are those that don't and that aren't. And, the fact that the membership in this chartered membership in IOSH or something of the other organisations as well, it really means that you have somebody here that you can expect to live by a code of conduct, which is really important to the business. And also, they should be a very strong influence on employers about what benefits they're getting and what standard they'll get from if you choose an IOSH consultant, for example, over there. So I think that's a great influential role that IOSH has to play, and the other professional bodies as well.
Great. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, you're welcome. Tom?